Today on Gardening in a Minute, sources of native plants. Many people are interested in using native plants in their landscapes, but where can you find them? If you've seen native plants in the wild, it may be tempting to dig them up and take them home with you, but it isn't a good idea. In some cases, this is actually illegal, because certain native plants are protected or endangered, and even unprotected species can suffer when wild populations are overcollected. Instead, visit a retail nursery that buys their plants from reputable growers, or go to one of the plant sales organized by native plant societies, botanical gardens, or other plant-related organizations. Remember that by protecting wild native plants, you'll help preserve Florida's habitats for future generations to enjoy. For more information about native plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nitrogen. Nitrogen is important to all life, and plants are no exception. They need nitrogen to produce lush green growth. In natural systems, the main source of nitrogen in the soil is organic matter. This comes from decaying plant and animal material. In home landscapes, it's sometimes necessary to provide supplemental nitrogen. Most gardeners do this by applying fertilizer to their plants. But nitrogen doesn't always go only to the plants. It can be washed away by the rain or leached so deep into the soil that plants can't use it. This lost nitrogen can enter rivers, streams, or underground water sources, leading to water pollution. To best benefit the environment and your plants, fertilize only when necessary and make sure to apply the correct amount. For more information about plant nutrition and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Japanese magnolia. The Japanese magnolia is a gorgeous tree noticed in central and north Florida when it blooms in spring. The large tulip-shaped flowers are a sight not easily forgotten. They're usually pink but can be yellow or even purple. The Japanese magnolia can grow to 30 feet tall. It's low maintenance since few pests bother the tree and little or no pruning is required. It will need to be watered during dry periods as it's not especially drought tolerant. Plant your Japanese magnolia in a fertile, well-drained soil. It can thrive in sunny or partial shade locations. Your Japanese magnolia needs plenty of room to grow fully to its eventual spread of about 25 feet. Incorporate one of these lovely trees into your landscape for an amazing spring show. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, diatomaceous earth. It's a little hard to pronounce, but diatomaceous earth is a natural and easy-to-use insecticide that you can use around your home. The product is actually a soft, sedimentary rock that's made of fossilized marine organisms called diatoms. It's available in powder form and can be used to eliminate cockroaches, silverfish, ants, and fleas. Just dust the powder on the floor or other surfaces where you suspect the insects have been crawling. The tiny sharp particles within diatomaceous earth will cut into an insect's waxy exoskeleton and cause it to dehydrate and die. Insects that ingest the powder will also die. Keep in mind that you may need to apply the product repeatedly if your house is humid, since the powder must stay dry in order to be an effective insecticide. For more information about integrated pest management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Echeveria. Looking for resilient plants that can tolerate drought, thrive in summer's heat, and still tolerate cold snaps? Why not try Echeveria, a large group of succulents? Echeveria plants are grown mainly for their rosette-shaped foliage, but their flower stalks can also be striking. The plants are usually green, gray, or blue in color, but might turn pink after a drought or a cold snap. They often put out pups and can grow into a sizable clump over time, and they're easy to propagate using cuttings. Echeveria plants do best in full sun and are fairly worry-free. The worst sin is keeping them too wet during the winter months, since this promotes fungal disease problems. Some hybrid species may also need protection from cold weather. For more information about succulents and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.